I'm Byron Lee, and on tonight's Demented Interviews, we have the Duke of Drop-Ins, the King of Clips, the Master of Montages, that's right, Whimsical Will himself!
Here's the news, another action-filled adventure.
Whimsical Will here!
Hey, Will, how you doing? Hey, just take a seat right there.
Hey, man, you want a beer?
I'm not very thirsty right now, but I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Please do so in an orderly fashion.
Tell us how you came upon the Dr. Demento Show.
I drool and smile and swivel that dial to the Dr. Demento Show.
And after hearing your first show, what was your reaction?
Hey, this is great, man.
After listening to Dr. D for so many years, you eventually met him. What did you tell him on that fateful day?
I wanna be a DJ on the radio.
On the radio.
And what was his reaction when you told him that your lifelong dream was to be a DJ?
No! They're all gonna laugh at you!
Well, obviously you're here, so what did you do to get him to put you on the air?
Kick and jump and bite and scratch and scream until I'm blue.
Well, I know that you've been on the Dr. Demento Show for quite a few years now, so what do you think he saw in you that made him change his mind?
They're all gonna laugh at him!
Will, what was going through your mind that first time you recorded the Demented News?
I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, that sounds like it was a pretty exciting time in your life, wasn't it?
I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans.
Wow. Well, as an eager young lad just dying to get into broadcasting, what was the first question you asked the good doctor about the industry?
Are we going to fly through space, fighting monsters and teaching alien women to love?
Hey, Will, I think you might have your doctors mixed up. See, one of them plays comedy music and wears a top hat. And the other one's name is, Yeah, that's it. So, how long ago was it when you and Dr. Demento paired up and made the dynamic duo?
A long, long time ago.
I know it was a long time ago. I mean, I've been listening since I was a kid, but could you put a date to it?
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year.
Wow, that really was a long time ago. So, what do you think you'd be doing right now if you weren't working with Dr. D?
What are you saying?
Oh, nothing. It's not like I'm, you know, vying for your job or anything, but what would you do if you didn't have Dr. Demento?
I end up working in a gas station.
I guess that would really suck, wouldn't it?
No, I don't want to do that.
So, do you keep your sound effects collection on a big hard drive or just on a bunch of tapes or something? Or?
Guess you'd like to see the big tamale, huh?
Oh my god, look at his collection. It is like so big.
It raised the roof, it broke the wall!
How do you put all those funny news segments together anyway?
Computers and lasers.
Yeah, but that's not how you started, right?
Straight edged razors.
So, do you think if Dr. Demento had gone on to play blues instead of comedy that your segment would fit into the show?
I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
How would you describe your own music comedy collection?
We got the old tunes, the new tunes, the show tunes, the blue tunes, the greatest music in town, but we never play it!
Well, I tell you what, you and Dr. D make a great team. And I wish you all many years of success.
We are the Wild and Crazy Guys.
All right, show's over. I'm tired.
And that's our interview with Whimsical Will right here under the Demented Interviews.
That's the news, and it's our views. If you don't agree, go get screwed.